Call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of today's show, this Wednesday, August 20th, 2025 edition. Again, if you would like to volunteer to help out at the bridge walk at the base of the Mackinac Bridge on Labor Day, text me bridge and we'll put you in touch with Dara Olson. She's coordinating the volunteer efforts to collect signatures for Axe My Tax and Carla Wagner for governor. Road Commission worker. This is just nuts. I'm putting in a 47-foot culvert today. Did two 50-foot culverts yesterday. These politicians are crazy. Yep. Well, now, you guys, somebody's got to go back and put a bridge over top of those culverts. They're longer than 20 feet long. This is just insanity. This is the stupidity of Washington, D.C. This mandate came about starting back in 2015 under Barack Hussein Obama and the idiot Joe Biden. So hopefully maybe somebody can talk to Donald Trump and get rid of this stupid federal mandate. 153 culverts since 2015 have got to be turned into bridges. This is just crazy. Absolute insanity. Well, I've got just a few other bills that caught my eye that you need to know about what's going on in Lansing. Anyone who fires or suspends a whistleblower would face a $2,000 civil fine, while the whistleblower would receive three times their amount in back wages. Under legislation that was presented to the media yesterday by House Oversight Chairman Jay DeBoyer, Republican of Clay. Flanked by nine of his Republican caucus colleagues, DeBoyer said he's bringing forward the bill in response to 12 to 15 state employees who are paralyzed for retribution for having frank discussions with him and other legislators about issues within the state government. You see, DeBoyer is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And with Matt Hall as the new speaker, they have given subpoena power to House Oversight. Well, one of the items that they're looking at in House Oversight is the weaponization of state government. Having people reach out to them through a website. I believe it's housemioversight.com. I'll look for it real quick during this story. But basically, you can log in and you can submit situations that are happening in the state of Michigan. If you have something that you want them to investigate, have oversight over, well, guess what? You submit your idea online, they reach out to you. Well, evidently 12 to 15 state employees have contacted them. But for fear of retribution, perhaps being fired, losing their job, they now have a bill that would prevent that from happening. State Representative Jason Woolford, Republican of Howell, said this bill is about one simple principle. If you do the right thing, you shouldn't lose everything. We stood with DeBoyer during the 1 p.m. press conference yesterday after our show. Workers who come forward to report wrongdoing or even illegal activity deserve real protection. And that's what this bill will do. The yet-to-be-numbered bill is the latest twist on a perennial problem lawmakers of both parties have wrestled with. How do we sniff out waste, fraud, abuse, corruption, and even mismanagement in state government that's being done by state bureaucrats? Even back in the day, Governor Jennifer Granholm's administration, lawmakers put into a budget a boilerplate provision that any State Department, quote, now listen to this, this goes all the way back to Granholm, no State Department of government, quote, shall not take disciplinary action against any employee or a prisoner for communicating with a member of the legislature or his or her staff, end quote. Why did they do that? Because civil service rules govern employee discipline, and its language is not needed for budget implementation. The provision was often disregarded, even when Governor Rick Snyder took over. Back April 1st of 2016, it was reported, while Governor Rick Snyder was the governor, lawmakers differ on state worker retaliation budget lines. Back in 2020, the legislature sent Governor Gretchen Whitmer a proposed new act that addressed this issue head on. Nobody in state government can be disciplined for talking to a lawmaker or their staff. Well, guess what? Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed it on the grounds that employee discipline is a core executive power entrusted in part to the governor, as well as the Civil Service Commission. Senate Republicans tried to get the bill passed, the story written on July 23rd of 2020. Folks, that's 5 years ago. Well, Jay DeBoyer has recognized the history of the bill's intent, but he said he feels like putting stiffer protections in the statute will simply do the trick. This bill will put it in statute, and it will protect government workers who are on the front lines observing these behaviors in their departments. And I think that that's important. I think it's important to the taxpayers of the state of Michigan. Well, a potential pitfall to this approach, however, is that the 1980 Whistleblower Protection Act only protects employees who report a, quote, suspected violation of a law or a regulation or a rule that is promoted pursuant to the law of the state of Michigan. It does not shield employees who report waste, fraud, duplication, mismanagement, inefficiencies, or anything else short of breaking a law. Well, if it's not illegal, it's not a law, they can still mismanage their department. They can still have duplication paying for the same things through different departments and budgets, areas. Not a law. So you can do it. Well, DeBoyer said that he recognized the shortfall, but responded that if a state employees are afraid to talk about waste, fraud, and abuse, that's a problem. If you're doing your job as a department head or a supervisor, you should have no fear or concerns of any employees whistleblowing on you. Under the bill, employees who are fired or disciplined for reporting a crime can get their job back and be paid 3 times the amount of their normal back wages. Currently, they're only being paid their back wages. Well, this is now going to be a penalty. You discipline them or fire them, they don't get their back wages. They get 3 times their back wages. Also, those found to have been disciplined, the whistleblower facing a fine of no more than $2,000 as opposed to a $500 fee that is currently in the law. They're increasing the fine by 400% from $500 to $2,000. If you discipline a whistleblower, you're going to pay a fine. And if you fire them for being a whistleblower for what they did, you're going to owe them 3 times their back wages. So let's see if this does, in fact, get passed in the Republican-controlled House, if the Senate-controlled Democrats will pass it in the Senate, and let's see whether Governor Gretchen Whitmer will sign it into law. Highly doubt it, but they're pushing it anyway. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today, this Wednesday. One short little story to get to. The House Oversight Subcommittee on Public Health and Food Security had an informal working meeting yesterday to consider what needs to be included in a final report about the psychiatric bed shortage here in the state of Michigan. The report will be submitted to the House Oversight Committee as a whole. Well, Republican State Representative Matthew Berline of Vassar, who chairs the subcommittee, said the final report would be ready for the larger Oversight Committee next week. This is part of the budget process to be able to look at and see what needs to be done to increase the number of psychiatric beds that are in healthcare facilities. One suggestion Berline would like to include in their final policy recommendation would be to allow healthcare facilities to use psychiatric beds for both adults and adolescents. Right now, once a bed goes from an adult unit to an adolescent unit, it can no longer be used by adults. Well, State Representative Jamie Green of Richmond asked for caution when crafting this legislation to ensure that if the policy was put in place to keep adults and adolescents separate, that way you're not going to have adults with young teenagers. Also, that the practice should continue even while they're moving beds to where they may be needed. Both Democrat State Representative Penelope Turnsaglu of East Lansing and Brad Paquette of Niles asked if there was a price tag yet for what the cost of this report was going to end up costing. Berline said it was too early yet to know what actual policy recommendations would be compiled into the report, since the report has not yet been finalized. Well, Paquette said, well, I keep seeing the words increase, create, invest in these findings. Sounds expensive to me. Well, the chair of the subcommittee, Berline, said, when appropriations are brought into the question, the money for psychiatric crisis is already being spent. However, maybe not in the most efficient way. It costs the state money to jail individuals who's having a mental health crisis rather than providing proper mental health care. It costs the state much less money to put them into a mental health care bed as opposed to a jail or an emergency room. We're spending the dollars and people are still not getting the care that they need. We need to look at this, analyze this, and make suggestions for the proper policy reforms heading into this next budget. Berline said he was hoping to bring in sheriffs at some point to testify how many of them in their county jail inmates are incarcerated for something they did or reaction that they did during a crisis. Understanding that the number is very concerning and needs to be addressed. They weren't necessarily criminal in their mind because they were having other mental issues. Well, the subcommittee will compile their findings, putting into a policy recommendation, and submit it next week to the Oversight Committee. It will then be considered by the House Appropriations Committee. So basically, folks, you're seeing the sausage making. You're seeing basically how this works. Well, the final thing that I'd like to get into today's show is, again, you need to understand that we are totally supportive of the AskMyTax.org effort. If you would like me to text you the link to volunteer to help collect signatures, maybe be a county contact where she can mail you 50 petition sheets and you can pass them out to your friends, asking them to simply to get 10 signatures and mail them back to Carla. Just text me AX. We want this on the ballot. We want the people of the state of Michigan to vote whether or not we should eliminate completely property taxes in the state of Michigan. There's language in the petition that will be on the ballot explaining how they're going to replace, be forced to cut wasteful spending and to be able to fund local county government. Local revenue sharing out of the sales tax, income tax, and other things. So again, text me X and I'll send you the link. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the website WCHY.us. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the